It's 4:03. Let's check out the Boomer traffic.
Boomer traffic.
Well, that's what I said, Boomer traffic. 48th and Hickory, that is the latest accident. Two cars in that accident, and that's really about it for now. Road conditions are much improved from what they were this morning. However, the temps are not.
Boomer weather.
Yeah, clear tonight, a low of just 1 degree, and then sunny tomorrow with a high of 28. Breezy wind still gusting up around 30 miles an hour. Then Wednesday, chance of rain and snow in the afternoon, and a high near 40 degrees. It is 19 right now, Omaha, Council Bluffs. Wind chill feels like 4. It's 18 in Blair with a wind chill that feels like minus 1. It is a special Boomer sit-in today for Veterans Day, and we welcome into the studio a couple of veterans. And we first of all say thank you very much for your service to your country, both of you. Let's first meet Petty Officer Jerry Logan. United States Navy. What year were you? Did you serve, Jerry?
1964. Can you hear me?
I get a bit closer.
1964 through 1968 active duty, then 68 to 70 reserves.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. And you spent most of your time on one big boat.
No, I didn't.
No, I thought you were on. I thought you were on the Riskany most of the time.
For one cruise.
Oh, that was one cruise. Okay,
right, for 8 months. And before that, I worked at the Fleet Intelligence Center Pacific facility in Subic Bay, the Philippines.
Yeah. And what did you do?
It's classified, man.
Photography.
Yeah, reconnaissance photography. Mm-hmm. You know, we didn't have satellites taking pictures then.
Right.
We had to actually send guys like Peter over in harm's way over North Vietnam to have AAA and SAMs shot at them. And anyway, that's how we got the pictures. And it was a dangerous job because photo reconnaissance, to get good pictures and sharp pictures, you have to fly straight, smooth, no jinking.
Right, right, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was, yeah, a lot of them were shot down, but fortunately in our cruise, we all survived.
Yeah. All right, and Peter Fay is with us too, retired commander, naval pilot, aviator.
Yep.
Yeah. And when did you serve?
Yeah, I joined the Navy doing ROTC from the University of Colorado. That's going to
You know what? He's got his buffalo hat on in here. I almost sent him away, but then I thought, well, now he served our country. We'll let him come in.
So, flew for darn near 18 of my 22 years, and my last assignment was here in at Air Force Base, and retired here, liked it so much, and my wife's from Iowa, and I'm from Colorado, so we're splitting the distance between the grandparents.
Wow, yeah. So now, obviously, Jerry has an obvious tie to the Vietnam era. What is your tie to the Vietnam era?
First off, I'll say my dad is a Vietnam veteran, but my tie is obviously the book that I wrote about Jerry's ship that he was on, titled Bloody 16. It's about the experiences of the USS Oriskany during Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
So met a bunch of those old guys, and one thing led to another, and I wrote a book about them.
Yeah. You, in the parts of the book that I reviewed, you refer to them as heroes. Unsung heroes.
Yeah.
Forgotten heroes.
You know, to survive that and carry on with honor, takes a special type of person, I'd say.
Yeah. We'll get into more of that. That was such a tumultuous time, and so many of the Vietnam veterans came back without honor, came back and were...
We were blamed for that damn war.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So in the way of music, there's not a lot of music out there that honors you guys.
Mm-hmm. That's very true.
I mean, can you think of, we have one we're going to play, but can you think of any others? I mean, most of them were the war protest songs.
Exactly.
I would say that, you know, that's, Vietnam was at the heart of, rock and roll was at the heart of Vietnam, and there's so many opinions about the war, and the one thing I will say is that music defined it, and so pro, against, everybody, the song, same song could have different meanings to both sides.
Depending on what side you're on. Yeah. Well, there's one song in particular, though, that there's no doubt which side this guy was on.
Oh, yeah.
you want to give us the history behind it, Jerry?
It was Staff Sergeant Barry Sadler, who was active duty with the Green Berets, which is Army Special Forces, not Navy. we have our own SEALs.
Well,
now.
We have to have the Army represented here too.
Well, you of
the
course
city.
We do.
Sure, yeah.
We're representing all five branches.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this song is positive. Positive for those who served. It's Barry Sadler.
Yes.
It's the Ballad of the Green Beret. It's a special Veterans Day sit-in on the Boomer Radio Network.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men we'll test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
Green Beret on the Boomer Radio Network, and it is a Boomer sit-in today brought to you by the Sojourn Cafe on Main Street in downtown Ralston, veteran-owned, serving up great food from 7 to 2 every day except Mondays, and they have some great reviews online, so check out the Sojourn Cafe, and Brian there does a great job, a veteran. Sit-in today is with Commander Peter Fay, retired U.S. Navy aviator, and Petty Officer Jerry Logan, and served during the Vietnam War era, and Commander Fay has written a book called The Bloody 16, which was about the aviation wing during the Vietnam War, during a period of what was called, the operation was called Rolling Thunder. And you want to, for those who don't know, because I mean, the first chapter of the book, to me, I finished reading the first chapter of the book, I was ticked.
Yeah.
I was really upset.
Yes.
After I read the first chapter of that, because just the loss of life and the...
Yeah.
It's
depressing, frankly.
That had to be hard to write.
It was, and to research. They were called Bloody 16. They lost so many men. Essentially, they did 65 to 68. They did 3 cruises, as the Navy calls it, deployments to Vietnam, and each cruise. So yearly, they lost a third of their pilots and half their airplanes.
Mm-hmm.
So imagine that, doing that year after year after year.
Well, and the whole thing behind it was that they were trying to discourage the North Vietnamese, and the North Vietnamese did nothing but get encouraged by what we were doing.
Exactly.
Took encouragement from us, not just being aggressive, I guess, essentially, is what I'm saying. But
A messy affair.
A very messy affair,
yes.
and a lot of very heroic people
perished
in the process. Yeah, tough. Had to be tough. All right, so Jerry, you grew up in Lincoln,
yes,
and you went to we went to high school, the same high school, Lincoln Northeast.
We did.
Yes, we were just a few years apart, though. Probably a good thing that we were a few years apart.
Can you hear me now?
You would have been a bad influence on me, no doubt about that.
Yeah, it's true. I was kicked out.
I love the story, though, about your so your folks moved to Colorado, because here's where these paths are going to cross.
Fort Collins.
Yeah, these paths are going to cross here in Colorado. But, Jerry, your folks moved to Colorado, and then you were still dropping out of school and delinquent. And your dad shows up when you're hanging out at where were you hanging out?
Burger joint. Yeah.
He finds you. Mm-hmm. You roll down the window. Mm. You think you're going to get in big trouble.
Yeah.
And he says,
son, you have two choices, either stay in school or join the Navy. And the next day we went down to the recruiters.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest is history.
Yeah, yeah. And boot camp straightened you out?
Oh, my gosh.
And then some up.
I was a spoiled little brat going in, but a lot of guys were.
Yeah.
And that's what boot camp is for, is to take boys and turn them into men.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember any music from that time period, boot camp?
I do. The Lonely Soldier, or Mr. Lonely by Bobby Vinton.
Ah.
That was popular when we were in boot camp in San Diego.
Okay.
And we'd have radio privileges for about an hour a day, and invariably this song came on, and all these young guys, you know, 18, 17, 18 years old, they were sitting around sniffling.
It's Bobby Vinton and Mr. Lonely on the Boomer Radio Network. Boomer sit-in today.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely. I have nobody. Mr. Lonely, wish I had someone to call on the phone. Now I'm a soldier, a lonely soldier, away from home, through no wish of my own. That's why I'm lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely. I wish that I could go back home. Letters, never a letter. I get no letters.
Mr. Lonely, Bobby Vinton on the Boomer Radio Network, and a special Veterans Day sit-in today with retired Commander Peter Fay and Petty Officer Jerry Logan, both U.S. Navy. And Jerry, you said in boot camp you guys got radio privileges, listened to it for 1 hour, and you guys would all cry listening to that while you're in boot camp.
None of us would admit to it.
No, we were men.
That's right.
17-year-old men. You said what was the average age of the Vietnam?
19. The average age of soldiers and sailors and Marines in Vietnam was 19.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Mm-hmm. So we want to get into a little bit more of the story, especially Peter's story, because his is interesting, mm-hmm. too. He was Iraq and Afghanistan and some of the music. He grew up in Colorado, so I'm sure that the music he grew up with was really twisted. And I, and just real quick before we go into the break, Peter, if somebody wants more information on the book, Bloody 16, and the history of Rolling Thunder in that period between what on the USS Oriskany between 1965 and 68,
correct?
Where can they get information on the book?
The book actually was published by the University of Nebraska Press. Believe it or not, they own or imprint of Potomac Books belongs to them. So you can look on the Nebraska Press and support the local business as well.
Yeah, all good. And you wrote that book while here?
Actually, while I was active duty. No kidding.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes sitting in bee huts in Afghanistan or on a ship out at sea in the Western Pacific. Took me 10 years, but yeah.
Okay. Bloody 16 is the book. Peter Fay, F-E-Y, if you'd like more information on that. It is 4:18.
Boomer Traffic.
And traffic is brought to you by the Homestyle Cafe at 88th and Maple. They're in a new location. It's the old Sizzler, so now there's more room for your Boomer friends to enjoy that Homestyle Cafe and all the great food. Monday through Saturday, 6 to 2, Sunday, 7 to 2, 88th and Maple in the old Sizzler. And you tell Misty hi from the Boomer Radio Network. All right, let's see if everybody's behaving themselves out there. Traffic should be light on this Veterans Day. I know there are a lot of businesses closed. In the area of I-80 at about 24th Street, it looks like debris in the road, and 48th and Hickory, that accident is in the cleanup stages. And if you see something in traffic, let us know at 553-1490.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents
and Doug.
Limu, I love how we're always looking out for each other. Kind of like how Liberty Mutual looks out for you by customizing your home insurance. So you only pay for what you need.
Limu, why didn't you tell me about the uncovered manhole? I was literally just telling you. Limu, I had no idea you could swim.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Make Burlington Stores your home for the holidays. How will you deck your halls? Go for farmhouse chic. This season, red is the must-get color. Find plenty of wreaths, ornaments, stockings, and tree skirts to put your personal stamp on your space. Entertaining? Burlington is packed with roasters, dinnerware sets, bakeware, plus cake stands, platters, and serveware made in Portugal. Get holiday ready for way less. Save up to 60% off other retailers' prices every day. Burlington, gifts for everyone.
ABC Wednesday, country music's biggest night, will make history.
You are phenomenal.
Carrie Underwood hosts the CMA Awards with special guest hosts Reba McEntire and Dolly Parton. Performances by Miranda Lambert, Keith Urban, Maren Morris. Plus, Garth Brooks with Blake Shelton, Lady Antebellum and Halsey, Pink and Chris Stapleton, and so much more. The CMA Awards live Wednesday, 8/7 Central on ABC.
I'm Dr. Bob Arnott, and I treat pain with Cilonpas. Before you take anything for back or joint pain, I recommend applying topical pain relievers first, like Cilonpas lidocaine patch. Cilonpas lidocaine contains the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription. It blocks pain receptors, providing effective, long-lasting, and non-addictive relief. Also available in roll-on or cream. Look for the silver Cilonpas box in the pain relief aisle. Cilonpas, it's good medicine.
It's 4:23, and it is a Boomer sit-in today on the Boomer Radio Network. And Commander Peter Fay, retired U.S. Navy aviator, is with us along with Jerry Logan, petty officer, and the Vietnam era. Peter, you flew in Afghanistan and Iraq. When were your years of service?
Oh my gosh! I started flying in '95. Made it to the fleet, and first deployment over Iraq would have been 1998 for what was known as Desert Fox back in the day when we were enforcing the no-fly zone, and we did strikes December of '98, and pretty much nonstop after that till. About 2010.
Enforcing no-fly zones, is that what you...
No-fly zones up until the wars in Afghanistan started, then over Iraq started. And it was pretty much a deployment a year.
What did you fly?
Flew the mighty EA-6B Prowler.
It was
electronic warfare airplane.
So how I can't imagine how long it takes to learn, you know, the
joke amongst aviators is... so easy a monkey could do it, right? They put a monkey into space, so enough training, and the Navy trains you, the lowest common denominator, and you're off to the races.
Do you miss flying?
I do. I miss the flying, but at some point, you know, it's definitely a young man's game, so you start to realize once kids get into the equation, et cetera, family, deployments get longer and longer, and so definitely when you're, I would say, immortal 20s, that's the right
point. So how many deployments did you serve?
Oh, gosh. Like I said, it was a deployment a year from '98 through 2009, and then a couple more following that.
You were married the whole time?
Not on my first one, but for the rest of them.
Yeah,
so,
boy.
Yeah.
She's a saint, isn't she?
Very much so.
And two kids?
Yep.
All right. All right. And Jerry, there's a common song that you guys... have said that
this
you have.
True.
In spite of the years of service, the difference between the years of service you guys both served, and it's a great song.
Mm-hmm. Well, we got to get out of this place by the animals. A favorite beer drinking song for sure. Yeah. Went on Liberty.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, let's see. Well, here's a story, because we thought it was always the enlisted men that were the animals. No, because when Oriskany pilots and officers would head in to Subic Bay or Kibbe Point, they'd go up to the officers' club, the Kibbe officers' club, which I think was somewhere in the jungle, secreted from everybody else.
That's
so
true.
They couldn't see. It wasn't until I read Peter's book that I... realize how the officers just misbehaved as much as the enlisted men out in Longapo City. Yeah. Damn.
It's the animals. It's the Boomer Radio Network, a special Veterans Day sit-in.
In this dirty old part of the city, where the sun refused to shine, people tell me there ain't no use in trying. Now, my girl, you're so young and pretty, and one thing I know is true, you'll be dead before your time is due, I know. Watch my daddy in bed and crying, watch his hand been turning gray. He's been working and slaving his life away, oh yes, I been working so hard.
you're so young and pretty. And one thing I know is true, yeah, you'll be dead before your time is due. Know it. Watch my dad.
Get out of this place and the animals on the Boomer Radio Network. And a special Boomer sit-in today for Veterans Day. And with us, Commander Peter Fay and Petty Officer Jerry Logan, both U.S. Navy. And that was a party song, eh? In the Vietnam War era, a party song. And
yes, it was.
And
for
Peter,
years thereafter.
And Peter, you were you served in the 90s and early 2000s, a party song then too? Even then, or not so much then?
Not so much by then, but definitely it's one of those that you realize it's from the Vietnam era.
Yeah,
most certain.
You said your dad served in Vietnam.
That's true. He was drafted on the evening of my parents' rehearsal dinner, and then that would have been August of 66, and they made it to Vietnam by, I believe, late August 67, and he was in the Army, armored cavalry.
Mm.
So, drove
okay.
Armored personnel carriers.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
and you said his deployment was cut short by an injury.
Yeah. His personnel carrier rolled, and he was crushed. It broke his back, but it got him home, and I would say saved him. So, well,
and then there's you.
Yeah, exactly.
and then there's Peter. All right, we have Peter and Jerry with us here for the rest of the hour. It's a Boomer sit-in today, and we're going to talk. If you've missed talking, we've talked about Peter's book a little bit. We're going to talk about Jerry's book too that he has out. That's all coming up in the next few minutes. It's 4:31.
Boomer traffic.
And pretty light out there in traffic, which is good. That sun glare may be an issue for you here in just a little bit. Some debris in the roadway on I-80 at 24th Street. That is the latest that we have. Other than that, moving along pretty good. And this check of traffic brought to you by Care Builders at Home. If you have a parent, loved one that you're concerned about living at home, contact Care Builders at Home today for a free in-home consultation. Helping people stay in their homes for over three decades, visit carebuildersathomeomaha.com. It's 4:32 on the Boomer Radio Network, and a Boomer sit-in today, a special one for Veterans Day. Commander Peter Fay and Petty Officer Jerry Logan with us, both U.S. Navy. And it seems like coming out of the Vietnam War era, you know, you guys were shamed into silence and didn't say anything, and now you're all writing books, telling your stories. That's a good thing, Jerry.
This is true.
Yeah, very good thing.
It is a cathartic experience.
Yeah. Now, Peter, you've read Jerry's book?
I have, yes.
Or you're making your way through it?
I'm making my way through it about three-quarters of the way through.
Be honest.
Yeah.
Be honest.
Yep. Love it.
Love it? But you said you can't read it in big doses.
Yeah. Well, again, this topic is very depressing. But yeah, it's a truthful, I would say, accounts, and going off what I'm guessing was his journal as a young 18-year-old kid. Mm-hmm. Going through this experience. Yeah. So, yeah, it's heavy.
Tough stuff. So, Jerry, has it been beneficial for you to work your way through that? Because some of the issues you had coming out of Vietnam.
Oh, yeah. Well, can you hear me?
Gotcha.
There we go. All right. Actually, the impact of what I did when I was 19 and 20 didn't actually hit me till I was 40. Yeah, there was kind of a delayed response there. Mm-hmm. But then I started thinking about, oh, we mistargeted an ammunition storage building.
Yeah,
and
for
it turned out to be a schoolhouse full of kids.
Well, for those who missed it, Jerry was in photo reconnaissance. That was the area that you were in. So it was very important. You'd take the film would come back in. You guys would have to decide what we're looking at here. And that's how the targets were decided.
Oh, yeah.
So if you saw something that looked like it was an ammunition dump or something, mm-hmm. it ended up being a school.
Mm-hmm. It's just called collateral damage.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's tough to reconcile, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Especially for a good Lutheran boy.
Yeah. So what's the name of your book? And we get, because Jerry Logan is just your old radio air name. So if somebody wants to follow up and check out the book.
Okay. My pen name is Gerald McLennan. Mac as in Big Mac and Lennon as in John Lennon. And the book is entitled God, Bombs, and Vietnam, mm-hmm. based on the diary of a 20-year-old Navy enlisted man in the Vietnam Air War, 1967.
Okay. What is so interesting, though, is that Peter's book, mm-hmm. Bloody 16, mm-hmm. you guys had never met each other.
It wasn't until Logan here looked me up on the internet and we started emailing each other.
Right, to come in here and do the Boomer sit-in.
Yeah.
And So, but I think Peter's book has given you some context now.
Some things
that happened that you didn't know, and now that's a well-researched book that Peter wrote helps you understand it. Yeah,
this is true military history, and it follows all the rules for military history. And he had to clear it through Department of Defense,
yep.
Air Force.
Department of Defense, yeah.
There was nothing classified that he was giving away.
Yeah. It's just. I think it's just interesting how those two dovetail together, and you both just happen to live within 50 miles of each other.
Yeah, fascinating.
So, yeah, mm-hmm. I think
that's a small place.
I think that is. All right, Derek and the Dominoes, popular with both of you guys.
Yeah, bell bottom blues. I think every sailor that ever wore a pair of dungarees.
Yeah.
Bell bottoms. Yeah.
You gotta love Derek and the Dominoes. Eric Clapton.
Oh, for sure. This was 1965, I think.
Boomer Radio Network.
Bell bottom blues, you make me cry. Not all the blues is meaning. If I could choose a place to die. Across the board, yeah.
Dominoes, Bell Bottom Blues, and that's to all you old Navy guys out there. A couple of old Navy guys in the studio right now for our Boomer sit-in. Peter Fay and Jerry Logan with us. Commander Peter Fay, Petty Officer Jerry Logan. So we have the enlisted and the officer class in here. Yeah? You guys get along pretty good, really. I mean, you know, I haven't seen any.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing going on.
But he's still the officer, and I'm still the enlisted man.
Now, so. Now we've talked about the music, some of the music that you listen to, Jerry, what you listen to in boot camp, and I'm just kind of curious, Peter, you were a Navy aviator in the 90s, Afghanistan, Iraq War. What were you guys listening to?
You know, I would say probably True Since Vietnam is rock and roll is king, and... definitely whatever you can rock out to in the ready room. And crazy enough, now in modern era, guys are listening to tunes in the jets if they can, especially super long missions.
Yeah.
Able to take something along and pipe something through your headphones. So
What were you rocking to in the ready room?
Well, one of the ones that I recommended for our playlist was, Good Times, Bad Times by Led Zeppelin.
Ooh.
Watching guys play air guitar before going into combat. Things never change.
It's a Boomer sit-in. On Veterans Day on the Boomer Radio Network. That is Led Zeppelin and Good Times and Bad Times on the Boomer Radio Network on his special Veterans Day Boomer sit-in. And we have Commander Peter Fay and Petty Officer Jerry Logan with us, U.S. Navy. And that particular song, Peter was telling us in the ready room in Iraq and Afghanistan, the pilots, man, they're getting ready to take off on the aircraft carrier, and they're in their jam to that and doing the air guitar thing. And that's amazing.
Yeah.
You said that you also instructed at Fallon.
Yeah, it was.
That's where Top Gun's at.
Yeah, that's in the 90s. The Navy moved Top Gun to Fallon, Nevada. It's out in the middle of nowhere, of 80 miles east of Reno.
So you flew everything.
Yeah, pretty much.
Did you ever get sick?
I get sick all the time if you're not used to it. Yeah, especially as a backseater. Yeah, when the classic look left and they go right move.
Whoops.
But you get used to it after a while. So
do you hit the bag every time?
No. It's poor form if you don't, though.
Yeah, I bet it is. Yeah. You're cleaning up your own. Yeah. It's like at home at my house, man. Yeah. You know, you're cleaning up after yourself. All right, special Boomer sit-in today on the Boomer Radio Network on this Veterans Day, and we're down to our last couple of songs for you guys. So I want you to give it some thought here, what you might want to hear. Or play here on your last couple of songs. It is 4:47.
Traffic.
And so far in traffic, it has been very, very quiet, which is good, probably because of the holiday. Yeah. Everybody's behaving themselves. We do have a southbound JFK at the eastbound I-80 now, an accident in the right-hand lane, so you want to stay to the left there. And a vehicle fire at 48th and Harrison. And traffic is brought to you by our friends at Chiropractic Group of Nebraska. Surgery should be a last resort, and Dr. Whit Brumman will work with you to diagnose and treat your symptoms to achieve longevity through motion. Schedule your free consultation at chirogroupne.com. More on our special Boomer Sit-In next.
Are you or someone you love one of the nearly 1 million Americans living with Parkinson's disease? Every person's experience with Parkinson's is unique, and for many patients and families, that can be one of the most challenging aspects. The Michael J. Fox Foundation built a guide to help. Visit michaeljfox.org/PD360 to download the Parkinson's 360, a guide for navigating the disease. It's free and available right now. That's michaeljfox.org/PD360. Visit today.
Ordinary bar soaps may do a good job of cleansing. Easy. Done and done. But with Dove, you get a whole lot more. Because every bar is made with 1/4 moisturizing cream. So you get a gentle clean that leaves skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. Upgrade to Dove, the bar that gives you more. It cleanses and cares. Plus, it's #1 recommended by dermatologists. Now that is money well spent. Dove. Get more from your beauty bar.
It's 4:51, a special Boomer sit-in today for Veterans Day with a couple of Navy veterans, Commander Peter Fay and Petty Officer Jerry Logan. Jerry from the Vietnam era and Peter from the Iraq and Afghanistan period. And both were on aircraft carriers. I'm just curious, why do so many Navy guys, and I've heard from many of you today, my dad included was a Navy guy, why so many retired in Nebraska? What's that all about, Jerry?
There was a lot of them from Nebraska that went to boot camp. Because, look at the map, we're in the middle of the country, as far away from an ocean as you can get.
Yeah.
And these kids just want to know what the heck an ocean looks like.
And so then...
and say, hey, it's going to be kind of cool just floating around in a boat, going around the world.
Yeah. And so then they retire, and they're done with that? They say, okay, I don't want to see an ocean again?
Oh, I don't know. It gets in your blood.
Yeah.
I'd like to be out there.
You guys picked a lot of great music, and I think some that maybe some wouldn't think of from the Vietnam era. It's not all the typical ones like Fortunate Son, you know, Creedence Clearwater Revival. Mm-hmm. But you did have Ruby Don't Take Your Love to Town, Jerry, on your list.
It did. I do. I like the song because it's about a paralyzed Vietnam vet who comes home only to find his wife cheating on him. And she leaves him at night and drives into town, parties and flirts with all the boys down at the bar. And here he is. His legs are bent and paralyzed. And he just has to watch her go. And I don't know. It's hard to love a man. He says this. It's hard to love a man whose legs are bent and paralyzed. It's true. I'm not the man I used to be. But Ruby, I still need your company.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, that's powerful. It's powerful. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Kenny Rogers in the first edition on Ruby Don't Take Your Love to Town. Let's see here. You guys both had Purple Haze on your list.
Yes, yeah. We did.
What's the story behind that? Just a great... Great song, Vietnam era song.
It's Hendrix. I mean, and it's what a guitar player. And I think for most vets, Purple Haze reminds me of the smoke from smoke grenades.
Is that what it is?
And probably some other things, Jerry.
I've never heard that, but I'll go with him.
And one of you said something about why Jimi Hendrix died.
Oh, yeah.
Why?
Drug overdose.
Well, no, that isn't what you said. God needed guitar lessons.
Oh, yes,
God
no, that's what I said. On
yes. What one of you said that? Yes. All right. Boomer, sit in today. Special Veterans Day. Music of the Vietnam War era. Jimi Hendrix, Purple Haze, on the Boomer Radio Network. That's Purple Haze and Jimi Hendrix on the Boomer Radio Network and our special Boomer sit-in today for Veterans Day. And that was an anthem during the Vietnam War era with Jimi Hendrix. Jerry Logan, Peter Fay with us, and we're about to the end. I want to plug your books here quick one more time. Peter's book is called Bloody 16, and it is about, if you're just joining us.
Yeah, the USS Oriskany during the Vietnam War. 1965 to 1968.
Does a great job of laying out what Rolling Thunder was all about, and just how courageous these men were flying those planes into, wow, the places they went. Amazing. And Jerry was on the Oriskany during a portion of the time that Peter's book is about. And your book is called?
God, Bombs, and Vietnam.
And it's a recount of your time on the Oriskany and your time in the Vietnam War. So,
in my pen name, Gerald McLennan.
McLennan?
McLennan.
McLennan. You almost going to be Scottish to say that, don't you?
Aye,
McLennan, which brings us to a Scottish prayer that Jerry has that I think is pretty cool. God, our Father, your power brings us to birth. Your providence guides our lives. And by your command, we returned to dust. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, that's... So, what's in the bag over there, you guys?
Oh, I have something to give you here.
Oh, really?
This is a gift from Peter and Jerry.
From Peter and Jerry. It's U.S. Naval Aviation. Oh, this is so cool. Oh, man.
It's an official cap. Now you are an honorary naval aviator.
Yeah, because... As heaven knows, I couldn't actually fly in one of those things because I wouldn't be able to hit the bag. I know that. Wouldn't be able to do that. Wow, that's really cool. Well, thanks, guys. I appreciate that. That is going to go in a place of honor at my house.
You're welcome.
Yeah, appreciate that very much. Hey, thank you guys for taking the time to come in today and be a part of this special sit-in. There's a brotherhood, isn't there, and a sisterhood amongst veterans?
Very much so.
And
yes.
I know that Peter, in his research for his book, you spent a lot of time with some of these older guys that are Jerry's age and older from that period. And
yep, very much.
They spill their guts to you. And
surprisingly, yes.
Yeah. That's amazing. Jerry, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Appreciate it.
I was pleased that we could do it. And hopefully the other vets listening from all the branches of services had a good, you can't say have a happy Veterans Day, have a meaningful Veterans Day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. One last song. What is it you guys want to, what is it you want to play? And why?
Peter?
I would say Chain of Fools by Urethra.
Why?
Why? Because, well, I don't want to say we're all fools, but we're all participating in this chain.
Okay.
Okay.
There you go.
Chain.
Thanks, guys.
Chain.